And that you put them in people's ears so that they can hear exactly what you want them to hear. Just let it all come from you. And whatever's not from you, let it go its own way. Amen. Well, I have 2 pages of scriptures here. And if all I did was read that, then that would probably be a pretty good sermon. But I have a few things that I'm going to pad with it a little bit. Today's sermon is called Going Back to the Well. And it has to do with what happened to me this past week a little bit. So I'll start with that story. On Monday, after work, I was not feeling particularly well emotionally. And so I was laying in a dark room, lamenting things. And my wife came in, and she talked to me as she usually does, and she reminded me that God was there, which she usually does. Oh, I totally forgot to record. Did anybody do that? Oh, good. And as she was talking to me, she said, that it's kind of confusing to her, because sometimes I would have this great faith, and that I would just be overflowing with God's presence, and then other times it seemed like I had no faith at all. And I said, yes, the times when I have this great faith is when you don't see me at all, and I'm just getting out of the way. And the time when you see me have no faith is when I'm most present. And I said to her, be like the me that's never here, instead of the one that's like all the here, always here. But while she was talking to me about this, I had my eyes closed, and she reminded me to go back to God. And this picture that I had in my head was of a well. And during Bible study recently, we've been talking a lot about wells because in ancient Israel, wells were vitally important. And wells were the way you made a living. If you didn't have a well, then you were in a lot of trouble because you couldn't raise livestock and crops and things like that. And so I had in my head this image of a well. And if you'll close your eyes with me, I want to walk you through what I went through. If you picture with me a well in your head, and the well can look like whatever it is that you want it to look like, because each person's well is going to be a little bit different, but that well comes from God. And the defining factor of that well is that inside is crystal clear water, and it is the most refreshing water that you can imagine. And it's water that goes far beyond quenching a thirst, but it fills you up inside. And when I pictured this well, I realized that that well is always there. That well is always available, and God always has that well filled for me. And it's up to me to go in and take from that well and fill myself back up from it. And what I realized was that for the past week or so, I had been out in the world, and I had been trying to fill myself up with what the world had instead of that well with the crystal clear water. And I'm going to read from you Jeremiah 2. This is Old Testament, and it says, my people have committed 2 sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. And that's what it's like when you go out into the world and you try and fill yourself up with that water. Because it's broken, and it just doesn't hold it. And from John 4, this is Jesus speaking to the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. Speaking of the well of the world, and the actual literal well of the world. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. And from Isaiah 12, it says, in that day you will say, I will praise you, Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself, is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And that's what we have access to. We have access to this well of salvation anytime we want. And there are 2 kinds of sermons I determined while I was working on this one. There are the kind of sermons that Jeff often gives us where we're learning something new. And then there are reminder sermons. And so this sermon, which is rather short, is a reminder sermon. It's a reminder that whatever you face in the coming week, you have access to the best well in existence. And that any time that you feel stressed out or angry or anything that is dragging you down, I hope that you'll close your eyes and you'll picture the well that we just pictured. And you'll remember that you can go directly to it and you can completely fill yourself up with it. And when you do that, everything else just kind of takes care of itself. Amen. Very short sermon, but you know, I had some good advice this past week, and it was that when you want to make a point, you should make it and then kind of let the other stuff go its own way. Let's go ahead with our last hymn, which is number 707, one of my favorites, Hymn of Promise. I have a feeling this is in there because I was up here this morning. Just saying.